you. Pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I got an exciting one. My wheels are just churning and turning, and what a time to be alive. I was just saying here in the pre-show before we got rolling, I never seen anything like it. You talk about living in a vortex, friends. We are really, really living in a vortex. I got a few things I want to get on the plate here before we get too deep into it. Kinwan Fulmer is going to be with us later. We tried to get him up yesterday. Remember, his microphone wouldn't work, so he'll be with us here in a second. A lot of crazy stuff going on. And before I get too deep in it, I thought the prayer that we did yesterday from David Lankford was, I just thought it was a great model of a prayer, great model of a prayer. And I've got it up on the screen today, and I've asked the baritone bass voice of Joe Silver if he would lead us in this prayer here this morning. And folks, if you want to kind of read along and just pray under your breath or whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. But I think it's just appropriate we would do it. So Silver, go ahead, brother.
Prayer for America and the world.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Lord's Christ. Jesus, you have declared that you possess all power, according to Matthew 28:18, quote, when you said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, unquote. Therefore, in thy name, we ask that you execute judgment within the earth for your righteous name's sake.
Yes, Lord.
The prophet Isaiah declared in Isaiah 26:9, quote, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
Amen.
Unquote. Thus we plead for you to execute righteous judgments, not only in America, but throughout the entire earth. We stand on your promises as you look for righteousness, righteous men and women to decree and to declare the truthfulness of your most holy word.
Amen.
You asked a question in Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Me.
Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
Amen. Amen.
As the redeemed of the Lord, we take it upon ourselves through the holy name to help us stand against all the evildoers through our prayers and through the declaration of your most holy word.
Amen.
We remind you of your word according to Psalms 37, verses 35 through 38. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord shall help them and deliver them.
Amen.
He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, during this time of uncertainty, we put our complete trust in you. As the righteous judge of all the earth, surely you will not destroy the righteous with the wicked.
Amen.
We believe you're going to reveal all of the hidden injustices along with the hidden inequities that have been contrived by all the workers of iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
We believe as your covenant children, you will execute righteous judgments against all evildoers.
Amen.
Psalms 10:15. Break thou the arm of the wicked.
Yes, Lord.
Man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none.
Amen.
As your sons and daughters, we fully understand we can do nothing without you. Therefore, we humbly petition you concerning all the evil and unrighteousness. Unrighteous deeds that are being secretly committed and hidden like leaven within our nation and throughout the earth. We humbly petition you, shall not the righteous judge of all the earth do that which is right?
Amen.
As your sons and daughters, we also humbly ask for your divine forgiveness for all of our sins and iniquities. We also confess our presumptuous sins as well.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you mitigate and lessen the civil unrest that Satan seeks to bring upon America and the entire world.
Yes, sir.
Bring Holy Ghost conviction upon every wicked doer wherever they are, so that they too might be spared your fiery judgments, and that they too might find mercy in the day of judgment.
Amen.
Smite every ungodly and wicked leader
within
America with Holy Ghost conviction, so that they will repent and publicly acknowledge their sins and evil deeds. As your covenant children, help us to understand that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin will damn and destroy any people.
Yes, Lord.
Please forget not our humble cries as we plead for both judgment and righteousness within our nation. Father, we ask of all these things in the mighty name of your Holy Son, Jesus, the Lord's Christ. Serving with you, David W. Langford.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, that's some good stuff in that, huh? That isn't a now I lay me down to sleep one, is it?
We need
more of that stuff. Thank you, Pastor Langford. We got to, folks, we're going to post that on our website. You can share that with others that we can all be praying. That was some good imprecatory imprecation. Is that what it's called? In the midst of all that, some really good stuff. Listen, I want to get Ken Wan in here as quickly as we can, but I just have to share this with you very, very quickly as well. I got enough, as I said, to do 10 shows. Okay, we're heading to Washington D.C. later on today. We're going to go to the four cornerstones of D.C. We're going to go to Washington's monument. We're going to go to the Capitol building. We're going to pray in every one of those things. We're going to take part. Folks, listen, we are not. I get a couple emails. We're not worshiping Trump. What is wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people?
Absolutely. I
think that we're worshiping Trump. Don't you understand that where we are in this nation? Don't you understand how close we are to falling to communism? You say, well, Trump's part of it. Well, maybe he is. I'm going to pray the Lord's will be done. But I'm sure as heck not going to sit back and watch an election be stolen and given to communist Joe. Wake the hell up. I'm sorry. Wake the heck up.
Amen.
This is important. Yes. Okay. Listen, two things. That was not Bill Gates in that video yesterday. That video we showed with the vaccines. Taking away the God gene, that wasn't Bill Gates. Now, the video was real, but it was not Bill Gates making that presentation. I need to make that clear, okay? That was not Bill Gates. Mike, get the Rumble, the next thing, ready to go. And somebody was trying to say something. Come on in.
Yeah, it was me. Wanted to let you know that two of the four stones, boundary stones, have already been visited and prayed over.
How about that, folks?
They did it in the dark, and they were in the woods in neighborhoods, and so eight men from Maine walked into the woods and exorcised the demons from those boundaries.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're gonna do it, man. We're gonna do it, Randy. We're gonna get it done. And isn't that great?
Those guys
were able to get away a day early, and we were just having a lot of logistical problems on how we're gonna pull everything off. And somebody said, well, Paul Madore and those guys, Jack, they'll go down and do it, and I'll be daggone. So two of them are already done, huh, Mike? Takes the pressure off of us. Praise the Lord. Because there's going to be a huge crowd and traveling in and out of town. All that's going to be really, 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 really difficult. Hey, listen, I got to say this. God bless some of you out there who've donated. Had a couple. Had a guy donate $1,000 yesterday, and I said, "Man, are you kidding me? That's how many rooms? How many rooms is that? That's rooms for 20 people." One guy kicked that in yesterday, and I just several others have done it. Same thing. If you guys want to help us, and I want to take these guys out for a good meal as well. All there, take care of their needs. You can donate, CoachDaveLive.com, donate, and I don't want to have to cost these folks anything.
The main team that drove down, they drove all night, and the first thing they did when they got to DC was visit two of the stones.
Unbelievable, folks. We rented them a van. Okay, it cost us, I'm guessing, they've been $500 to rent a van for all of them to ride down in. So we have a lot of expenses. Just take that for what it is. I want you, Mike. Listen, this is, I'm going, Ken, hang on, man. I'm gonna bring you in here. This is posted at our website, and Mike, I want you to put this at 1.75 speed because I think we can get this. This is a warning. Listen to me. Do not take the vaccine. Hey, look at me. Do not take the vaccine. Do not take the vaccine. Now, friends, listen to me. It's going to get tougher and tougher because they're going to say, well, then you're not going to be able to work here. Well, you're not going to be able to shop here. Well, you're not going to be able to worship here. Well, folks, this is what I'm just telling you. This is what we're looking at if we don't rise up and begin to really, really push back hard against it now. Now, this is from the SGT report, and I really enjoy Sham. But this thing is about 9 minutes long, but I think if we put it at 1.75 speed, you can still understand it. And if you don't understand it, you can go to our website and watch it. So, Mike, go ahead and play this warning. The COVID vaccine will take you to your doom. Go ahead.
Hey friends, Sean from SGTReport.com here. This is basically a public service announcement on behalf of humanity. As some of you may already know or heard me say in recent videos, I have people in my life who are eager to take any COVID vaccine that comes their way. Pfizer, Moderna, heck, Bill Gates himself could produce one of these things in his basement and they'd take it. Since these people won't listen to me or reason, it's my hope that they will listen to doctors from around the world who share my concerns about any COVID vaccine. I was sent this snippet of some courageous doctors from Twitter friend post-pandemic, and I want to share it with you. Please rip this video and re-upload it and share it with the people you know and love. And as you listen, ask yourself, how many people who take the vaccine will understand that it's an mRNA vaccine designed to manipulate human DNA? A recent guest on the Laura Ingraham Show, Dr. Sukrit Bhakati, author of the book Corona False Alarm, Facts and Figures, a medical scientist and immunologist, said this regarding the COVID vaccine.
Well, so you believe that the COVID vaccine is not necessary?
I think it's downright dangerous. And I warn you, if you go along these lines, you are going to go to your doom. And it's so, so unnecessary.
Taking the vaccine will send you to your doom. Friends, stay tuned. I have more on the other side. Now, the doctors.
My name is Andrew Kaufman. I'm a medical doctor and board-certified forensic psychiatrist. This pandemic is not a real medical pandemic. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective because there has not been enough time. In addition, there is not a clear definition of any new disease for which it can be tested against. There has not been a virus that has been purified or shown to be the cause of an illness. Thus, there is no target for a vaccine. However, the bottom line is that since no additional deaths have occurred in relation to a new disease, there is simply no need for a new vaccine.
Hi, my name is Hilde Smets. I'm a Belgian medical doctor, and I'd like to say that a new COVID-19 vaccine is not safe and that there is no global medical pandemic. For almost 20 years, the pharmaceutical industry has been trying to develop corona vaccines, but never managed, because they saw in the animal trials that there were serious side effects, autoimmune disorders, when the animal was exposed to a new wild-type virus. These autoimmune disorders are comparable with the complications we have seen in some COVID-19 patients. Now, due to the excuse of a global pandemic, the pharma industry has the permission to skip the animal trials. This means that we humans will be the guinea pigs, and we might get severe side effects when we are exposed to new viruses.
My name is Nils Fosse. I'm a medical doctor in Bergen, Norway. The COVID-19 vaccine has not been proven safe and effective. It's a new technology, and it's been tested on a few thousands of people in a few months. Please do your own research. This is not a real medical pandemic. The death rates in Norway are not higher than on an average year.
Elizabeth Evans, retired doctor and co-founder of the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. The COVID-19 vaccines are not proven to be safe or effective. We believe that it is reckless and unnecessary to roll out these essentially experimental vaccines that are using a completely new mRNA technology to millions of people when there is only limited short-term safety data, no evidence that they will prevent transmission of the virus, and no long-term safety data to rule out late-onset negative effects like autoimmune diseases, infertility, and cancers.
This is Dr. Mohammed Adel from the United Kingdom. I am fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons of UK and consultant surgeon. I have been working for the National Health Services for the last 30 years with unblemished record. I am chairman of the Global Engineering Organization, All Pakistan Medical Association UK, and recently we have developed World Doctors Alliance in collaboration with thousands of health professionals across the world. Recently we had a very successful webinar which has been viewed by millions of people across the world. I am standing for the cause of the humanity, especially in the current situation of the devastating effect due to coronavirus and its restrictions imposed on the public. Many thanks.
Doctors aren't allowed to question COVID-19 in public. Material containing the truth about the alleged disease and the vaccine is banned. In the last year, I've been demonized and lied about, and a 50-year career and reputation trashed by those promoting a pandemic that never was and a vaccine that was never needed. The whole COVID-19 scam is, as I said in March 2020, the greatest hoax in history. The principle of informed consent is essential in medicine, but patients now having vaccines can't give informed consent because they aren't being informed.
My name is Professor Dolores Cahill. I'm a molecular biologist and an immunologist, and we have good news. The coronavirus and the lockdown was not as severe as was thought. We know that we can treat the symptoms of COVID-19 very successfully with vitamins D, C, and zinc, and with very safe medicines. So therefore, the lockdown and the measures like quarantining, social distancing, and masks were not necessary. And also, a vaccine is then also not necessary. There has never been a licensed RNA vaccine, and this is not because there have been many clinical trials, but that in the safety studies, there was significant adverse events and death in the animals that were used in these studies over the past 20 years.
My name is Zach Cox. I'm a holistic dentist and a homeopath. I'm a founder member of the World Doctors Alliance. I believe that the pandemic is fundamentally over and was so in the summer. I also firmly believe that there is no long-term safety data on any of the COVID vaccines. This means that they are essentially experimenting on us, which is against the Nuremberg Code. I will not be taking the vaccine.
Hello, I'm Dr. Anna Forbes. I'm a UK medical doctor here representing the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. This is a growing body of doctors, scientists, academics, and lawyers. We believe that there has been an overestimation of the public health risk from SARS-CoV-2 due to misrepresentation of data and inappropriate use of the PCR test. We call for the preservation of informed consent, medical choice, and bodily autonomy. As doctors, we believe this is absolutely crucial to maintain. Thank you.
Friends, just one final word. For those of you who want to do further research, or for those of you who may be new to this information who are listening and now have an open mind, I'm going to link two important interviews that I've done recently right below this video. The first is an interview with Catherine Austin Vitz and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny titled The Beast System in COVID-1984. It's a must hear. And the second interview, also an absolute must hear, is titled Exposed, Operation Warp Speed, The Terrifying Plan to Track and Trace You. So thank you for tuning in, friends. May God bless the truth tellers, including those courageous doctors that are risking their careers to tell you the truth. And for real news, friends, 24/7, please visit us directly.
Folks, I'm so, you know, I've learned this since YouTube's at different speeds. Some people talk really, really slow, and some people talk really, really fast. But when you kick it on that speed, sometimes you lose the impact. So again, this is posted at our website. If you didn't get a chance to see it, Jared's got it up there for us. I suggest that you get it and share it with as many people as you want to. I don't want to get into all this. I got two things I want to cover, and then I want to move on, okay? Then the second thing, Mike, go to the CIA and Trump. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not. Donald Trump has declared war on the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, which, by the way, was the exact same thing that got John F. Kennedy killed. If you remember that speech, I'm not going to cover all this today, but I want to make you aware of it, that the Pentagon announced yesterday plans to withdraw its military support from the CIA. Basically, is what's going on. So the Pentagon is no longer going to go around and be doing the military dirty work for the CIA, who is operating. That's not, folks, I'll show you this later on too. It's not an American institution. The CIA is not, sorry, it's not an American institution. So Donald Trump is really sticking his finger in the eye. I got a lot of evidence and stuff I could show you that I'm not going to get into today, but the Pentagon yesterday, I say what you want to about the Orange Man. Orange Man don't mess around. And the Orange Man knows that the CIA does not have the best interests of America at heart, and he's taking them on. So probably now more than any time ever, we ought to be praying for President Trump, because we know what happened when John F. Kennedy. See, those are the – I got so much to share. Got so much to share. Man. Anybody, come on in, and then we'll get Ken Wan in here. Anybody got a comment? Or,
Coach, I heard last night that at least six – of the folks that were involved in the trial with Pfizer have passed away, have died as a result of it.
JR, I saw that too. They're keeping that real. Yeah. In other words, folks, six people who voluntarily took the vaccine, six of them have died. Six, who knows how many have been taking them, but six of them have died. All right. So at least that's good. Yes.
Yeah. I woke up very early this morning, and it just came through my spirit that those guidestones we went to in Georgia last month, man, the top thing on there was that the world population should be limited to 500 million. That yep. means 13 out of every 14 people on the earth today have got to go.
Wow.
Now, they're not going to do this over a course of 200 or 300 years. They want to do this over a year or two if they can.
Yep.
And I am thoroughly convinced that this COVID-19 and the vaccine part of the COVID-19 is a good vehicle for them to get rid of 13 out of every 14 people.
Because, Larry, see, we don't understand Psalm 1 and 2. We don't understand that this is a life and death hatred struggle between the seed of the serpent and seed of the woman. This ain't politics, folks. This is the battle of all battles. Yes.
Could I share something? I'm sorry. I've been on the phone with the hotel, but I didn't hear everything you said. But a friend just told me that a medical article says that the people that get the vaccine are going to be carriers and will be passing the virus on to other people.
A different virus.
So
a different type of virus, right? And this one, folks, I can't get into the medical. It deals with the RNA, not the DNA, the RNA, and totally does a transformation of your DNA, right? So I don't know.
But it's new identity, coach.
Spread the virus to other people because you're a carrier of it because you've had the vaccine.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is that you'll get a lifespan of probably maybe, I don't know, 6 months, a year before people just start falling off the planet.
Yep.
Okay. And by then it's too late for everybody.
Don't. And 50% of the people say they want it.
Hmm. Now, listen, let me say this real quickly as well, because I think this is important. I get emails all the time and say, see, coach, Trump's for the vaccination. Well, I see that. And I don't know how that whole thing's going to play out. But I'm going to ask you this. If you think about who surrounds him from a spiritual standpoint, okay? Who is his spiritual advisors? Do you think, I'm not picking on anybody, do you think Paula White has any understanding at all of vaccinations and the dangers? How many pastors in America do you suppose have any understanding of the dangers of vaccinations? 1 in 10? 1 in 20? 1 in 100? 1 in 200? What would it be? I would say not very many at all, right? So when President Trump says he's coming up with a vaccination, he's not hearing from people telling him, shouldn't do that. Shouldn't be doing that. That's my take on it. And we just have to continue to pray that the right person is going to come across President Trump's path and going to present the evidence to him. He's going to say, whoa, we're not going to force this on anybody. I mean, I can't explain. I can't explain it. I think he thinks with the I heard, who did I hear the other day? Pray for the vaccine. Oh, Kenneth Copeland prayed for a quick vaccination, a quick vaccine. So he doesn't know. People don't know, right? Crazy, man. It's crazy.
Coach.
Yeah.
Coach, he might know. Look at it this way. He may be just having to play this little game until we get to a certain point where he can tell the truth about the vaccine.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that Donald Trump doesn't know, Coach. I think he does. I
would agree with you. He might have to pick his fights, right?
But if they start with the old people, the caregivers like nurses and doctors and the military, where does that leave us, the rest of us?
What do you mean, Polly?
If they give the vaccine to all the people in nursing homes, give it to all the nurses and doctors, and if they give it to all the military first, which they're promised to do.
It's going to decimate the military. That may be one of China's goals.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We're in a fix.
China already vaccinated their military. They started months ago. But we don't know which vaccination they used.
Yeah. Hey, folks. I'm not a doom and gloomer. Okay. I just try to bring what I know. And then you take it, you take it with a grain of salt. You do what you want to with this. But I think number one, I think the left is very, 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 very nervous. They're being exposed in ways that they never thought they'd be exposed. Now, listen to this. I'm sorry, Ken Wan. I'll get you in here, buddy. Listen. Did you guys notice this? That for a month, what month is December? For 2 months. 2 months. The mainstream media didn't say a word about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's laptop. For 2 months, they didn't say a word about it. Not a word. And now all of a sudden, here comes this information on Hunter Biden's laptop, and what's everybody talking about? Huh, what's in that laptop? Remember, they told us it wasn't real, right? wasn't real. It's all make. It's fake information. It's Russian disinformation. Don't believe it. It's just Trump trying to pull a fast one. And then Biden gets elected. And so now Biden's getting close to the White House. And all of a sudden, they're talking about the laptop. Could that be that now that Biden's elected, they don't want him to be president? And they want to install Kamala in there, whoever, whatever. Folks, this thing is so deep.
Or if Trump gets in there, they have permission to burn the country down.
Whatever. Either way, something's going on, man. What a time to be alive! What a time to be alive. Oh, my God, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay. Yesterday, we tried to get Ken Wander. He got his website up there. Might go up and throw Ken Wan's website. Ken Wan, I met, I didn't know him at all. Don't really know him now, actually. When he and Joe Esposito came out here to do the evaluation of my home, far the waves and all that kind of stuff. And he's an electrical engineer. And he's a very unassuming guy. You wouldn't expect it because he doesn't go around and let everybody know how smart he is. But he's pretty smart. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit about how he got into what he's doing and how he was awakened to it. By the way, yesterday in our after show, we went forever talking about nutrition. We got to do a show on nutrition. I promise you we'll do one. And I want to apologize to those in the after show, that Tim and Naomi, I was so mean yesterday. I was so direct in your face and trying to do up some coaching. I didn't mean to embarrass anybody yesterday. So if I did, suck your thumb. I don't care. Don't take it personal. Yeah, Naomi.
We're fine. We're fine. You helped us to see where we need to improve. Thanks.
Take off the mask and bark.
That's all I was trying to do. So we just got a lot of stuff we want to get done. But so I got to know Ken Wan, and he was going around. He was talking about, you know, things Joe was talking about, and very unassuming. And then we were sitting at the breakfast table. My wife and Craig fixed one of those beautiful breakfasts. You know, thanks, sweetheart. And all of a sudden, he lit up, and he started giving me his testimony. I about went crazy. So, Ken Wan, you can do your testimony first, or you can talk about your website first and what you do. Whichever one, brother. Come on in.
All right. So I will give my testimony first. Here's what I told Coach. One day, I was sitting at work, and my coworker came into my office and he said, "Hey, do you want to go to a Christian rap concert?" And I was like, "Well, sure. I don't have anything else to do, so let's go." So we went and we had fun and everything. And I noticed one of the rappers, he said, "Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord." And so I looked down at my knees and I said, "He must be talking about all these Christian knees, not mine." So the concert is over. I go home and all I could think about is what that guy said. So the next day at work, Sam, his name is Sam, came up to me and he said, "How did you like the concert and what did you think about it?" And I said, "The concert was great." I said, "But I got a question." He said, "What?" And I said, "Well, that guy said every knee will bow and every tongue will confess." And I said, "He was talking about y'all's knees, right? Y'all's Christian knees, right?" And I said, "Not mine." And he was like, "No." He said every knee will bow. And I said, "Mine?" And he goes, "Yeah, yours too." And I was like, "Well, if that's true, how do you know that's true?" I said, "There's 4,000 religions in the world. How do you know this Christianity thing is the right way to go? I wouldn't just be blindly following any, you know, Christian religion." And he goes, "Well, let's try some of them and see, you know, which ones are which." So we went down through, you know, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, all that stuff. And I was like, so I tried them. I really tried every one of them. And I read, you know, part of the Quran, and I read all this stuff and see how they do their religion. And so every one of them, I found that it wouldn't work for everyone. So, for instance, like Muslims, I read that and I said, okay, if I do the Muslim walk, I said, at the end of my walk, what do I get? So the men, they get 21 virgins or 12 virgins or whatever. And I was like, well, okay, so what do the women get? So that can't be right. So I said, I'll figure that out. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do any more of those religions. I'm just going to do Christianity. And I'm going to show you that Christianity is not real. And he was like, oh, so you're going to debunk Christianity? I said, absolutely, I am. And so he said, okay, good luck with that. And he said, how long you need? I said, oh, just give me a few days. I said, I'll figure it out. And so I started studying the Bible. And one of the core things, or the main thing in the Bible, was Jesus is gone from the grave. And so I was like, okay, so where is this guy and where to go? And I said, okay, if I can figure that out, I can blow this whole Christianity thing out of the water. So I'm digging and digging and digging. And the more I'm digging, the more stuff is starting to make sense. And so he came to my office and he goes, hey, where you at on that? And I said, well, I said, you know, I've dug and dug and dug. I said, but give me one more day. I said, I think I'm pretty close on something. So he comes back into my office the next day and said, where you at? And I said, well, to be honest with you, I cannot figure out what's going on. I said, it appears to be everything is correct. And I said, you know, the real thing that's intriguing to me is that it works for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're rich, you're old, you're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're Australian. I said, it works for everyone. And he was like, that's right. And he goes, and that's how you know you're going the right way. So that was on a Friday. I had already committed in my heart that I was going to give my life on Sunday at church, because that's all I knew how to do. So I went to church on Sunday, gave my life, and went down to the altar, said the prayer, and then I went home. And when I went home, I sit down on the couch, and I'm like, well, dang, I don't really feel any different. And I was like, so let me go to the refrigerator. I got a six-pack of beer in the refrigerator, and let me just drink. And I should have enough power to say no to the beer, because I've been, you know, drinking and doing all this stuff. So I grabbed a beer, I started drinking it, and I was like, well, I don't feel any different. So I grabbed another one and another one. Pretty soon, I got a buzz, and I'm halfway drunk, and I'm like, man, this Christianity thing is not doing anything. So I go to work, and Sam comes, he said, how we doing? And I said, well, I got a problem. And he goes, what? I said, well, this Christianity thing is not working. And he goes, why is that? I said, man, because last night I drank beer and I pretty much got drunk. I said, I got on the phone. I was cussing at people. I said, so something ain't right. I said, your Christianity thing does not work. And so he goes, okay, well, he said, here's what you need to do. You need to start reading the Bible, and you need to grow your spirit, man. He said your flesh is taking over right now and making all the wrong decisions. So read the Bible, give your spirit some spiritual food to where he's strong enough, and he'll be able to override your flesh. So that's what I did. I read the Bible. And all of a sudden, I just started making a change. And so that's my testimony.
How old are you, Kenlon?
I'm 43.
And you've been Christian how long?
3 years.
And you know the word, you can quote the word, and you walk the word, and you live the word.
Yes.
But folks, see, here's the thing. Ken Wan didn't come to Christ because somebody's beating him over the head of the Bible. Yes. You understand? I make that argument all the time. We win this battle in the secular realm first. You got to convince them in the secular realm and allow the Holy Spirit to be able to move on. We have to convince them on the property they're standing on the ground they're standing on, we can win the secular debate with Christianity. And we have to just feed it to them and allow the Holy Spirit to do its thing. God bless you, Ken Wan. So Ken Wan, how did you get into this stuff with Joe, and what's your role? And you got the up here on the screen. Have you seen any of these 5G towers? Talk to us a little bit here about what it is that's going on.
So the same guy, he came to me and called me one day. Sam called me and he goes, "Hey, you're an electrical engineer." He goes, "I'm hearing rumors that this COVID thing can be 5G. And I was like, "No, I don't think so." And he goes, "Well, that's what I thought too." And then I was like, "Well, wait a minute." I said, "No, let me do some research on it." Because I remember 20 years ago, whenever I was in an electronics class, and we figured out how to transmit a certain frequency to make the instructor sick. So I was like, "Let me do some research and figure it out." And he was like, "Make your instructor sick." I said, "Yeah. We wanted to get out of class, so we knew if we transmitted this certain frequency, he would, you know, start sneezing and coughing, and he would run out of the classroom, and hopefully he would just, you know, give us a light day, and we would go home." Well, come to find out, he had been radiated by other students before, so we didn't figure that out first. So whenever we did it, he immediately knew that something was up. So whenever we started radiating him, he stood up when he was sneezing and all that. He stood up and said, "Turn it off." And we were like, "How did he know? You know, because this is invisible. You're not supposed to be able to feel this, you know." And I was like, "How did he know?" Well, turns out we wasn't the first to figure it out. So I did my research and I called Sam back and said, "Yes, 5G and just regular Wi-Fi and cell phone radiation can cause flu-like symptoms." And I said, it's very odd that the same symptoms that radiation causes is the same symptoms that COVID has. And I said, I think it can cause 5G. So I started doing the whole radiation thing. And so I started putting stuff on Facebook and I built this website that you see here, you know, letting people know. And there was a lady that reached out to me and she goes, "Hey, is there any way that you can test a device that I have? I paid $250 for it from Australia, and it's supposed to cancel out the radiation. So is there any way you can test it? I will send this to you in the mail and test it and send it back." So I got it, and I did a video on it, and it didn't work. So I showed her everything, and she was like, "Okay, well, just send it back to me." And she goes, "No, I'll take that back. Do you know a guy named Joe Esposito?" And I said, "No, ma'am, I don't." And she goes, "He does pretty much the same thing you do. So I would like for him I need a second pair of eyes to look at this thing. So would you call him and meet up with him and give it to him and let him do what you did, and then he can send it back?" So I called Joe Esposito, and that is how Joe and I met.
All right. So Mike and Ken Wan, I have to confess to you, I have not spent time on your website And Mike, go back up at the top of this thing. Folks, listen. My goodness, you want some information. Go to the top and scroll down here, folks. I don't know if you were watching that as Ken Wan was speaking there, but go ahead and start scrolling down through that, Mike. And look, folks, look at the information available here on this website. Cell phone radiation, a guy who installs 5G towers has a message for you. I can imagine what that message is. Why 5G towers are more dangerous? Get the facts. This is stuff that you can go yourself and educate yourself. Ways to protect yourself and your family. Time shielding, yada, yada, yada. Putting Wi-Fi in the schools. EMF RF meter to detect it. Why you bought one of those meters is cell phone causing me headaches, huh? Phone, slow down, Mike. Is radiation causing your health symptoms? Hey, folks, how about this? Could it be that you have a condition and that condition is being exacerbated by cell phone radiation? They can't figure out why you can't get healthy. They give you another pill and another pill and another pill, and you are being every day bombarded with all of this radiation. How to reduce it in your cell phone. I had radiation sickness yesterday. Testimonies. Yeah, it's amazing, Ken Wan. What, Mike, what's the name of that? Put that in the link so everybody can know exactly where to go. Folks, here's what's important for us. I found it in my own life. The greatest truth that you ever come to is the truth you discover on your own. Now, like Ken Wan didn't believe the gospel. So that can't be real. And he went out and he found evidence and became convinced from the evidence that he found. So my God, this is real, right? So, you know, since Joe Esposito and Ken Wan have been in my house, I've been sharing the whole radiation thing. And you know what happens, don't you? Y'all looking at me? Y'all looking at me? The face glazes over. Right? Doesn't it? Doesn't their face glaze over? Oh, well, same thing with nutrition. Why? Because they realize that if it's real, there's a lifetime lifestyle change ahead for them.
Yes.
And they're not sure they want to go there. They're just not sure they want to go there. So what you have to be able to do, what we all have to be able to do, is to begin to present evidence like this and let them come to it on their own. Because if what we are teaching, it didn't matter whether it be the gospel, whether it be radiation, whatever. If they have a hunger for truth and you present this stuff to them, that spark of life is going to rise up in them. And they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to check this out some more. I want some more. So if you scroll back up towards the top of this, Mike, folks, there's a lot of information that you can find right here at Ken Wan's website. Did you just say, hey, tell your friends, say, hey, look, I came across this yesterday. What do you think about this, man? What do you think about this? And that's the way you get them hooked. Anybody, come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
A couple things. Number one, what's the name of the website?
I'm looking for it right now, Kim. On what is it, bud?
Just go to waymakerlife.solutions. And then there, whenever you go there, there will be a pop-up. And on that pop-up, you can go to all the radiation links.
Folks, waymakerlife.solutions. Now, that's strange because we're used to hearing .com, .org, yeah. .solutions. Waymakerlife.solutions. And then it opens you up to all this stuff that you can begin to share with others. Somebody else, come on in.
Yeah, I just want to say also, too, a lot of times, you know, people that may push back, a lot of times they're overwhelmed with stuff. And, right. Yeah. You know, that's what happens. And, you know, I just
Paul, they already think you're a kook anyway. That's part of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that's what goes on in my own family. They say, oh, what's dad up to now, right?
Hey, I got some pushback at my job the other day when I said something about vaccines and all that, the COVID. So, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Why are my people destroyed? For a lack of knowledge. And we know we're not getting the truth, right, guys? We know we're not getting it. Somebody else, come on in.
Coach, can Ken Wan talk to us about the goggles? I've seen the goggles on his page that's helping some blind people see better.
Okay. Yeah, so if you go back to waymakerlife.solutions, I will walk you through it.
It's up on the screen right now, Ken Wan.
Yeah, but go back to the main page to where the pop-up is. Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Now exit out of the pop-up. Yeah. All right. So this is the website that I originally built. And so I'm an electronics engineer, and I worked at a refinery for 20 years. And then one day God told me to leave. And so I left, and he gave me all this. So one night I got the download to, you know, for the website or for the invention. And so what it was I invented a device that helps people that are legally blind. And people that are legally blind means that they can only see about this far from their face. So you put my device on, and it gives them, it increases their range of vision. So here is the website for that.
Is there a video there, Ken Wong, that
yes.
we could
pull? Yes. Go down, go all the way down. Here's a video that click on play.
In the car.
Yeah, park behind it.
Yeah.
Were you able to see that before?
I can see it, but not this clear.
What about the cars like going by on the street? So you've never seen his face before?
I've never seen his face, no.
Wait, so have you gotten your eyes tested with these?
I feel like... but actually, you passed the eye test for
one. See, I can actually see, like, all the way down. Like, I can see the...
Table.
I mean, everything just seems all clear.
That's amazing. And then you have the buttons on top. I'm assuming for like zoom in, zoom out.
What do you see, Mai?
I see on a porch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I see the picnic table.
So, hey. Could you see that before?
No, not deeply.
Just counting cars.
A white car just went through
it.
Another white car just went through it.
Yep.
These are nice. Yeah, pretty much. That's really all I'm doing, counting cars. And they so clear.
Here, yeah.
Crazy. I need these when I go to the doctor.
Okay, Kenny, I've stumbled onto this thing, man. What? How does this work? And give us the explain the behind the scenes things that helps makes this thing work.
Okay, so people that are legally blind, they are normally 2,500 and higher. So that means they can only see, you know, maybe 1 inch, 2 inches from their face. So what this device does is it has a camera and a microprocessor, and it brings the image that the camera sees to the screen. So now they can see what the camera sees.
Wow. So you just basically enlarge it. And put it on a screen in front of them, huh?
And then I have zoom functions. I have light settings, you know. So if someone's colorblind, if they need to change the background from black to white or white to black, we can change that. We can adjust the zoom. We got digital artifacting, which is going from inside your house to the outside, or if you're on a sunny day, driving down the highway and there's shaded trees that are shading part of the image. Well, there is a image dynamic adjustment that you can make to adjust for your eyes. So it has about 40 different functions to where we can tailor it to your specific condition.
Unbelievable. Anybody want to come in? I'm blown away by this.
Christians have always been the best scientists.
Say that again, Trent.
Christians have always been the best scientists.
Amen,
brother.
Amen. So what other solutions are you working with here? You said you're going to walk us through. You started on one thing and then I kind of catch off. So you want to share us a little bit more here, Ken Wong?
Go all the way down. Let's see. Go to sign up. So close that pop up and go down. Here's another video of just showing you. Okay, click that.
No sound, Mike.
Struggling to focus or see clearly? Are you scared about losing your vision? Are you struggling to focus or see clearly? Can't find an affordable solution? Now you can with Waymaker Life Low Vision. We believe that everyone should have access to high-quality vision technology. So if you suffer from glaucoma, spinal cerebellum ataxia, macular degeneration, retinal pigmentosa, retinal detachment, optic nerve hypoplasia, or diabetic retinopathy, you can get our lightweight wearable electronic magnifier to enhance your vision at a fair price. Are you ready to watch movies, read books, see in class, and enjoy hobbies again? It's time to regain independence and enjoy the smiling faces of your family. Get your Waymaker magnifier now for an affordable $97 per month easy pay plan or a one-time payment of $14.99. We accept disability as income to qualify. We're so certain our magnifiers will change your life that we offer a 60-day money-back guarantee on lump sum payments. And if you use Easy Pay, you can return the device and cancel at any time, no questions asked. Click the link or button below to improve your sight and change your life. Are you...
You know what, Ken Wan?
Yes.
You're on here today specifically for somebody who's watching this right now.
Absolutely.
I don't know who that is. Like, I feel like one of those TV evangelists. Send in $50 and we'll
I do, Coach. Huh. I have an uncle that has MS, been in a wheelchair for over 20 years, can't see.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Ken, explain, if you can, real quickly, the science behind what it is that you've done with this thing.
There is no science to me. It was crazy because I knew how to do all this stuff, you know, because I've been working with electronics all my life, right? So when God told me that I was going to invent a device to help legally blind people see, it was like he downloaded all the instructions on how to build the device. I immediately knew exactly what components to use, what circuits to build, and how everything. Wow. God is amazing.
How long have you had this on the market?
1 year.
My goodness.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother story. So God gave it to me, gave me the idea on like November 25th. Okay, January 31st, I had a prototype that was fully functional, that was working. And so I went to the patent attorney and he said, how many years did it take you to develop this? Because this is pretty sophisticated. And I said, about 2 months. And he goes, no. I mean, from conception to having an actual device, because it usually takes about 10 years before somebody develops something like this. And I said, no, it took me about 2 months. And he was like, No. I don't think you understand. I said, no, I don't think you understand. I said, it doesn't take God all day to do anything.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. Kenya,
amen.
This is blowing me away. So this is blowing me. I had no idea that Ken wanted me. I had no idea. I swear I didn't. Waymakerlife.solutions. Waymakerlife.solutions.
That's awesome.
I mean, folks, boy, oh boy. My mom, God bless my mom. Golly, she loved to have had this at the end of her life because she couldn't. We all know it, right? We know people that are dealing with this kind of thing. Waymakerlife.solutions. Waymakerlife.solutions. Ken Wan, we got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Somebody can ask a question, or you can kind of help wrap this thing up for me today.
Go to the top, and you can also buy shirts. So go to apparel. Close up, pop up. And so scroll down, and there is all kinds of shirts. Keep going.
Trust God, bro.
Yes. I don't know.
Hey,
why.
Kim, on what, yeah. What gave you Waymaker Life? Where did you come up with that?
Okay. So I got the download on building the device, right? So then I was getting ready to build a website. I was getting ready to do a Bradstreet number and get my EIN and all that stuff, right? So I was like, well, I don't have a name. So I went to GoDaddy to try to figure out, you know, smart glasses and all this stuff, and I couldn't figure it out. And all those names were already taken. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do because I'm high-centered. If I don't have a name, I don't have a website, I don't have IRS number, all that stuff. So what I did was I prayed. And I said, I asked God, I said, I need a name. I can't do anything. And as soon as I come out of prayer, the radio was on. And it was on a Christian station. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I heard the Holy Spirit say, there it is. And I'm like, there what is? And then I said, oh, the song Waymaker was on the radio. And so that's how the name came about.
You mean to tell me you didn't need an accountant?
No.
A lawyer, a financial planner, no. A business coach. You didn't need all those people to do something?
I didn't need none of that. You know, God gives you everything you need for that season that you're in. So, yeah. So if people would realize he's already giving you everything you need, well, you can do what you need to do.
Now that will preach.
Yeah, so all you got, I got a shirt that says that all you got is all you need.
All you got is all you need.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
So I also got a shirt that says forgive on the front, and on the back it says be strong enough to forgive, and even without hearing an apology.
Be strong enough to forgive even without hearing an apology.
Yes. Because a lot of people, they're like, well, I'm not going to forgive them until they come to me first. They got to come to me and say they're sorry. No, you got to forgive them before they even say anything.
Amen. Ken Wan, you're deeper than I even realized. Not that I didn't realize you weren't deep, but brother, you are. When you got it. You got it, didn't you, man? When you you got it. Not everybody gets it, right?
That's why I wore that shirt. You remember that shirt that said, it's not about me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I knew it was about Joe Esposito, so you didn't hear none of this from me.
Oh, I've heard it now, folks. Waymakerlife.solutions. Waymaker Life. Kenson. K-E-N.
Yes. K-E-N-W-O-N-F-U-L-S-O-M. Ken Juan Folsom. So think of Ken and then the number one. And Ken Juan.
Ken Juan Folsom, Waymaker Life. Dot Solutions. Man, I got to run. I got people waiting on me to get in the car, head to D.C. Appreciate all of you being here. Ken Juan, well, you stay in here while I talk to these folks. You did great.
Yes.
Hey, folks, this guy's smarter than you think he is. Just trust me. He's smarter than we think he is. Bless all of you. Pray for us. Thanks for all of you who are contributing, donating to us. We're gonna do wonderful things for the Lord this week. God bless you. I'll see you on Monday.
You're off.